couple of times that I can remember. A few, maybe I don't.
Oh, hey, wait. Make sure the phone stays like right there. It'll pick up everything.
Jack got that Bill Cosby book in his own.
3, 2, 1. Welcome! Were you guys just gonna leave me and let me do
what we're doing?
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought we were
welcome
all
to the Jack Open. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Jack
Open! And welcome back to episode 52 of the Jack Open Hour.
Is it? Yeah, that's the one.
Today, we're jagging off in a car.
Oh, yeah, bro.
We have the amazing and marvelous Miss Maisel.
Hello!
We have the return of the one and only Phil the Phenomenal King Kratz.
Arrgh, mateys, good to be back.
We have two first-time guests. The cool, calm, collected. I know a lot of C words, bro. Ooh. Cool, calm, collected, controversial. Corey the Ghoul.
I brought protection.
He brought protection.
Man.
Hey, yo.
That's a gentleman on. Right there.
He's a gent dog. Moms would approve. And of course, we're the quintessential.
Quintiferous.
Quintiferous. Quite.
Quaint.
Quail.
Quaint.
And Quinn. We have Quinn, the peacemaker pastor. But yeah, we're just jagging off in the car. We're on our way to. If you listen to the previous episode, you know our boy Yaris is fighting this weekend. We'll record another episode with him after, or afterwards. Oh, no. Somebody put that back up. Yeah. What are you guys most excited about? Ron John and fucking Ron John, who we've had on the podcast multiple times, and Yaros. What are you guys most excited to see from them? I'm excited just for Ron John to have a hard fight.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing him get, like, truly tested.
I want
to
see him get tested. I want to see his skill come out.
Yeah. Ooh, see that fire.
That fire. Bro. That's what I'm excited for.
Yes.
I've been hearing that Ron John's been tapping into it a little bit more.
Dog.
He's got it in him,
yeah?
100%.
Ron John, like, me and Christian talk about this. Ron John come, like, maybe one night a week, and he just beat us up. Ron John is so fucking good, bro. He's like...
Yeah. When he fucking turns it on, dude, like, you cannot touch him. Man.
No, bro. He mixes his style so well.
Yes, he does.
You can tell he watches a lot of different types of fighting.
Yes.
He's like a dictionary, you know. He knows everything. I feel like you can like pull up some stuff and he knows it already. You know?
Ask him
like,
who won UFC 53.
Yeah, that's the encyclopedia of knowledge.
Yes, bro. He knows so much.
It reminds me of like The Matrix where he's like downloading all the different fucking martial arts into Neo's brain.
Oh, that's great.
When I get rounds with him, I'm like, there's not a pattern. There's not like a really, really clear pattern that he sticks to. And, like, the only way I'm able to touch him is when I'm, like, I let everything I think about him and everything I think about myself go. And I'm just completely present in there. That's the only time I'm able to touch him. Because he's so well-versed in so many different aspects that it's very interesting. He's a challenge.
It sounds like he's entering his flow state.
Oh, punch buggy, no punch back.
Oh, son of a gun got me good, too. son of a gun. But no, yeah, I bet you, because I've noticed that when people are, like, flowing, if I'm not just flowing, too, you're just a step behind.
Right.
You know, and it just seems like no matter what you do, they're already, like, on the next thing, you know, and It's just, yeah, probably, that's what I, that's cool to see, because, sometimes I feel like the last time I sparred with him was probably, like, 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
And, he would, his, I think his issue back then was just having, like, he going too light, being too playful, and yes. I think I would do that sometimes as well back then, and, I think that's cool that he's, like, tapping into that, like, more aggression and, you know, picking it up and, like, you know, getting into his zone and into his flow and just, you know, saucing up on people. That's cool to see.
Yeah.
Cool to hear.
Dude, he's very intentional. Like, when you spar him, when you... He was in his last fight, but he's just very fucking intentional, man. He'll come in, he'll be like, I want to work on my boxing slips today. I want to work on my boxing head movement today. Well, I want to mix my boxing with my taekwondo a little bit. He's like, bro, it's beautiful.
And that.
The only strike I can, like, consistently catch him with is a leg kick when he switches southpaw.
Yeah.
It's fucked, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, shit. Yeah, I can just chop his leg.
Yeah. Damn, I'm excited to spar him now. Yeah, it's one thing I like picked up in like Philly and stuff. Just a lot of different styles. Nobody sparred the same. Everyone had a different style because they're from all over the world, it felt like, you know. And that's like, it's cool to get to spar people who mix things up and aren't just, you know, just boxing or just doing Muay Thai or just doing this or that. They're like, you know, blending all the cool shit. I like that.
Yeah.
I've been working my, you know, you've seen me working my Philly shell.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to get my boxing into my Muay Thai.
It.
There
yeah.
you go. That's how I'm going to let these hands go on somebody. I don't know who yet, but someone's catching hands.
I'm really excited to see the growth in the balance for both Yaros and Ron John. The balance between, like, straight up chaos and control. Because they both are well controlled, both of them. Like, I've seen, from what I've seen in Yaros this year, is, like, he's very controlled. And that's, like, after, I don't know, what, 7 fights now he's had?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And I think that's something that he's, like, leaned into a lot. And I want to see the balance and the growth in the fire, like, just heat.
You're talking that yang energy, dog.
Yeah. But the balance. Because he has control, and it's actually admirable, because I don't have it yet.
Talking to Yaros lately, I mean, he just seems like he's been dialed in. Like, his mental game, I feel like it's gotten really well.
Love that.
It's because he let me pee on his couch, bro.
And when did I let Jack do that, too? It seemed like it all clicked.
The moment we decided to let Jack pee on the couch, everything changed.
Is that your story, Jack? Did you pee on Yaros' couch?
He sprayed.
He sprayed. Well, that's okay. Everyone
all you gotta do is
mark his territory.
That's
round
a
four.
Bad jaguar.
Round 4, bro.
Oh, man. I like that.
That's a good jag, bro. I ass. Nice.
Like, I want to see Yaros lean into his fight name.
The Rager.
Yeah. Little bit. I'm really excited for that.
Flip on a little bit more.
Yeah,
I really believe that, like, after that last loss, I think it clicked for him, and that he's gonna fucking, like,
yeah,
come out and
I watched
really
it.
Fucking go for it.
Like a couple weeks after that fight, like, he was like, there was crazy fire in the gym,
because he should have won that last fight. There's no reason he couldn't have won that fight other than he just did not get on the gas.
He didn't
jump.
Want to. Right
yes.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And he knows this opponent. So I feel like with knowing an opponent, you can lean into the fire a little bit heavier.
They've already spent 6 minutes inside the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I've only had one rematch. Well, actually, I guess two, if you consider I had a PKB with a guy, then we fought full contact. Well, then I guess a couple. Well, I've had a couple rematches now that I've thought about it.
Oh,
but I've always felt better in the second time, just knowing what to expect. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no fear of the unknown. Now you know what they bring, you know what you need to be, like, careful of, and then you can kind of, like, change your game plan to what you need to do. And I feel like I've done always better in my rematches. I think I'm 2-1.
Come on, bro.
2-1. I think hell I'm 3-0 for... I thought I won the other one, too.
Hell yeah.
That's just, you know, the fighter's mind. You think you always win. Any close fight, I'm like, I won that shit. I can always convince myself, so I have to always try to look at it, you know, from that. other perspective. Yeah. But no, that's I'm excited to see this because I didn't get to see the first one other than highlights. But yeah, the second time around is usually better.
Has Aiden fought five rounds before?
I don't think so.
Has Yaros?
Nope.
The first five rounder was different. I remember being done with three. And
I didn't even know my first five rounder was a five rounder. I'm in the third. Oh, no. Shout out Thailand.
Oh, yes, yes.
I have a feeling, not from experience, but, you know, from, I don't know, my perception of things. I feel like when it comes to five rounders, the fire is really fucking important. And I don't think Aiden is even close to the amount of dog that fucking Yaros is.
Bro, that was the separator in that fight with AK last year. That was the separator.
That was a close fight, wasn't it?
Yes.
It sucked because, like, a lot of you guys' fights I only got to see highlights of because, you know, it was just like I was working or something, couldn't catch the live stream, whatever the case was. But, so it's just like I'd only get to see clips of everything. So I was only, you know, I was like in and out of it, I felt like. But, dude, that was fucking super cool that you fought AK.
Oh, my God, yeah. Bro, the first time we sparred, I couldn't even touch him. I felt so, like, fucking, like... I remember, like, after the first time we sparred, and I couldn't touch him, and you guys were talking. I was like, oh, my God. Phil could touch him, and I couldn't. Fuck.
AK's good, man. He's really sharp, and he's technical. And that's... And like you said, Quinn, I think in five-round fights, that dog does, like, play a big deal because it's... You're going to get tired through five rounds. Somewhere in that five rounds, you're going to get tired. Unless you're not doing anything. Right. You know? Unless you're just sitting there, which that ain't good either. But
And the spirit will, too.
Yeah. You can break people's spirit. Yeah. Right. You said you could feel it, right?
Yeah.
I felt it, man.
You could tell from the fucking sidelines that his AK spirit was getting...
I can only imagine fighting you, Jack, because, like, just sparring you, it's just nonstop, and I see the way you fight. You just dog people. You go forward, you clinch them up, you get them really tired, and, like, if you're not ready to do that for fucking 10 straight minutes, you know?
Yeah. Then it was a kickboxing fight, bro. It was my first kickboxing fight.
He was clinching them up, man.
Well, no, like, when he came in, he wanted to punch me, bro. I said, all right, fuck you, grab me.
The shit I seen, he was clinching him up.
I grabbed him, but I need him, bro. Yeah, fuck him.
No, I mean,
it's the rules.
That's it, bro. You make the kickboxing as Muay Thai as you can. Sneaking an elbow if you can.
I took his gas.
No, that's cool, bro. Yeah.
And the same thing with Ron John is I've seen him control himself. I mean, for me, I'm like, I almost have a little bit of like, show me your fire, fucker. And I'm excited to watch that.
And Ron John's last fight, he only hit one takedown, so that's
big improvement.
Progress for sure. Only one lat drop.
You should have seen his first one.
Oh, man. Shooting doubles in a kickbox.
It's a belly-to-belly super. Pretty much, yeah. Multiple fucking, takedowns and nut shots.
Hella lat drop, bro.
Yeah. Johnny and Deuce were fucking literally screaming at
him. Yeah.
I remember Christian Williams' first fight, and...
The
nut kick, bro. They had a nut kick war. Just back and forth. Nutting each other. It was like three rounds of that, and it was like chaos. Like the decision was all wonky because of it.
And then it was like hard nut kicks to finish that fucking knee off. He kicked him so many times, and the nuts out hurt his knee.
Nope. And then couldn't fight. Then he wasn't able. They need each other in the balls too much. First fights are fun, man. They're chaos. I watched my first fight back not too long ago. And I did a little voiceover of it, and it was just funny watching me just fucking gas out in 1 minute, you know, like no technique, just everything I had in every shot for a minute, no breathing, and then just you could see the adrenaline dump, and then I'm like, ah, fuck.
Mike, just running in your head, 100 jabs around.
Bro, it's insane, man. Yeah, it's first fights are fun to watch, man.
Bro, I rewatched my first fight a couple months ago. I don't know how I won.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was the heart, bro.
Yeah.
It was the heart. 100%.
My first fight, dude, they made it a four-round fucking kickboxing. Oh, have you ever heard of a four-round fight? Don't even make sense, right? It doesn't even make sense. And they're like, yeah, let's do four rounds, bro. I was gassed, like I said,
before
after.
Before the fight.
Yeah, yeah, I found out, like, right before the fight. I was like, wait, four rounds? I'm like, I didn't have the gas tank for three. And I didn't have the gas tank for one, it turns out. Fuck, dude, I've got through that round, that whole fight on heart, dude, because I'm gassed the whole thing, dude. Just all on heart.
Gnarly.
All heart.
Oh, shit.
Bro. It's going to be fun. I'm excited to see both of them.
Did you see any of the highlights from Quinn's first fight?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm fucking thudding some poor man. Blood everywhere.
Yeah, I'm fucking screaming at him. I remember it took three engage, like, you know, kind of lighter, softer engagements right when the fight started. I wanted to get, you know, part of me was like, all right, let's bang. But I also wanted to be like, all right, I need to figure out a little bit as well. And it took three brief, soft engagements to be like, all right, I got you, motherfucker.
Ah, yeah, that's the best feeling when you know you got someone.
And the moment I committed to a 13-punch combination, on that. About everything slowed down. Yeah. Everything got quiet.
Uh-huh.
Everything, I was in between time and space, and I was like, let's fucking rock.
There, it's almost, the only way I can explain it to people, it's kind of psychedelic fighting.
100%.
Like, it's just, you're so in the moment, primal thing you could ever experience. That's why, like, I get why people are 50 and then they still want to do it. You know? I'm going to try to get it all out of me by, like, 35. That's the goal. But, you know, I could see me being 60 trying to get in there, like, one more time, babe.
On the fourth strike in that 13-punch combination, on the fourth strike, I remember, I felt his warm blood splat across my face and my chest and get in my mouth, and something about it turned me on so much.
You're a fighter.
It was like, I want to eat you now.
Man, there's no better feeling than hitting someone hard and knowing it hurt them. I love that feeling. Oh, man. Yeah. No, I saw most of your fight because it didn't look like it was that long, right, Quinn?
No, it was like a minute 50.
Yeah, I think I saw most of it, and just through, like, the highlights and shit, the clips I saw, and it was very quick and brutal. It looked like, it didn't take long for you to find your timing on him.
Yeah, I watched it back quite a bit, and there were moments where I struck, backed up, struck, backed up, struck, backed up, and I need to follow through, because I could have ended it so much quicker.
Yeah.
The moment I hit that first combination, I took it away from him.
Oh, yeah.
I took his soul, I took his hope. All of his hope was in my pocket.
Yeah, we're not even a boxer, bro.
I know, and he boxed him the fuck up.
I was like, that was part of it, too. I left my technique at home because I was angry. It was anger. I was like, I'm a kickboxer.
Beatbox.
Yeah, a lot of eagerness, a lot of hunger, not really control chaos, or just chaos.
That's first fights, though. Like, I don't really expect many people, and like there, I've seen it, people be pretty composed in their first fights, but not often. And it's most of the time it's chaos, and that's to be expected, really. I feel like it's more rare to see someone composed in their first fight than not.
Even though it didn't feel like it, after watching it back, I was like, damn, I really, like, felt him the whole time. Like, I didn't lose touch with what he was doing.
Nice.
Like, I was dancing with him the whole time well, even though it was just ugly.
Boxing's nice, though, too. It's less to think about, man. And, like, once you're used to kicks and knees and elbows and all that shit coming, and then you just have to focus on the hands, it's almost freeing, to me, at least. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't gotta worry about none of that shit. Like, I am limited in what I can do, but, like, I'm like, I know I don't gotta worry about anything else coming at me.
I feel like my gas tank was pretty solid for that. When it ended, I was like, dude, I have so much in my tank right now. I had to, like, take a really deep, slow breath and be like, all right, it's over. Chill out.
Calm yourself.
Yours kept telling you. Remember?
I went up, what, when I went in the back?
Still jacked up, ready to fight someone.
Oh, yeah.
I did not hear
that. Covered in blood the whole time, hair pulled back. Shaking, bro.
Like, dude, I'm so ready to go. American psycho scene.
Bro, covered in blood.
I did not, yeah, I was in the zone. I did not hear him say that to me.
Love it. That's good stuff, man.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's like, you can chill out now.
Yeah.
And Curtis's like, I just want to hit somebody. I want to kick him in the head.
I have to balance myself out, because after if I, especially if I win, I go right to just thinking I'm the fucking man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who else in this locker room wants it? Like, I'll go again today. Yeah. I gotta like just keep myself in check sometimes, humble myself when I win, and don't get too down when I lose. Like, I've been like,
what gave me this experience? How'd I get here?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever done that? Did you do any, like, PKBs or smokers or anything before your fight, Quinn?
I did one with Raul.
Nice. Okay, cool. So,
I wanted to hit the dude hard, and I was like, this shit ain't for me.
He almost killed the karate guy, bro.
I believe that. Yeah, some people get moved out of those very quickly.
One and done.
Yeah, usually you only need one sometimes. What's crazy to think, too, is Yaros, he had a little bit of trouble with the PKB style. But when we moved him into full contact, he did awesome. He excelled in it. Like,
interesting.
Just picked it up like it was nothing. But I remember him having a little bit of trouble with the PKBs.
Very interesting.
Just kind of finding, like, you know, because he liked to go hard, you know.
Yeah, right.
And that
was
kind of his style. So it was hard for him to, you know, tone it back for the PKBs.
Right. To really lean into who he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Like jagging off in the car.
Eat some nuts. I got nuts in my hand and someone just jagged off.
Three good friends to jag off with.
I got three good friends, some nuts in my hand, and we're just jagging off in the car.
In Pauly.
I'm
more manly and American than that.
Jagging off in Pauly, bro.
Holy shit. Missed you guys.
What were your biggest takeaways from Philly? Because Phil, it was a podcast, bro. Phil went to Philly.
It was, bro. We did one right before I left, before Philly Phil era.
Yep.
Now we're done with the Philly
now
Phil
it's
era.
Post Philly Phil.
Yep. Post Philly Phil Phil, and
now back to Phil.
Now just back Phil. To Phil.
Phil the Phil.
Phil Phil King Phil whatever. biggest takeaway probably. Just not to let other people's bullshit affect you, man, because there's so much bullshit in the city that can affect you and will affect you if you let it. And my biggest takeaway is, like, I'm always in control of how I respond to things. And that, like, realizing that has made, and I haven't been able to fight since I realized this, but that's what makes me so excited for my next fight, is it just lets me know that anything that comes up, I know how to respond to it, and I have responded to it. I've fought many of times before. I've won, I've lost, I've been knocked out, I've knocked people out. I know all the things in fighting now. There's nothing really to be scared of anymore. I just, you know, I know how to respond to shit, and I'm not going to let outside shit out of my control affect me anymore.
Except sick.
Because, man, for a long time, like, I would, like, see my opponent and get scared of, like, fuck, see them cracking pads, or see they had, like, 30 more fights than me. Or, like, a better record than me, and I'd be like, fuck, dude, like, this ain't gonna... And now I've, like, sparred and fucking, like, you know, went to war with, like, pros and all fucking levels of people throughout the world now, and I'm at that fucking top level, dude, like, so there's nothing to worry about, and I know that I can hang with anybody. Hell so I don't gotta worry about shit.
Badass.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. That's the biggest takeaway.
And
that I missed the fucking mountains. I never fucking didn't miss fucking Asheville and all the homies here. That was the hardest shit, was leaving Rogue, honestly. That was the only thing that was hard, honestly, was leaving Rogue and leaving all my friends. Like, it wasn't hard, like, making new friends. It wasn't hard finding a new job. It wasn't hard finding, like, you know, going to a new place that I'd never been to before. Like, none of that shit is as hard as people make it out to be, you know? You can literally go anywhere and do whatever you want.
And you can find good people.
And you'll find good people anywhere. Yeah, absolutely. You find a Muay Thai gym, you find a martial arts gym, you'll find good people. And that's what I realized too. All the best people I met in Philly were in gyms. and a lot of shitty people that I met weren't the champs. So,
Hell yeah.
So that's it, man. And yeah, that goes for like everywhere you're at. You just control what you can control and don't worry about the other shit. That's just some Phil thoughts.
Amen.
Some philosophy.
A little philosophy. I was going to make that like the name of my podcast. Some asshole stole it. It's got like 4 videos. I was like, fuck this guy. I was like, I don't know.
Philosophical thoughts.
I know. I had a couple of cool ones. Yeah. Now it's just some Phil thoughts.
Just some Phil thoughts.
That's all it is. Just me shooting the shit.
Filling it out.
Chatting shit.
Filling it out, dog.
Filling it out. What's been your biggest takeaway from the last 2 years, Jack?
That's a great question. Oh, wow.
Now we're thinking.
About jagging off, hold up.
Lots of jagging off the last 2 years, huh?
A lot of jagging off the past.
You didn't have that many jag offs when I left.
No.
Like you were in the infancy of your jagging off.
Yeah, we jagged off several times since then. Not too much.
Yeah.
I didn't stay super consistent with the jag offs.
Right.
Which doesn't make sense because I have a lot of really cool friends.
And dude, sometimes like you don't even need any people just to like sit in front of the camera and talk shit.
No.
90 miles.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really and honestly getting comfortable with myself.
Nice. Same.
The past 2 years, man. Biggest takeaway from the last 2 years. What fights happened in the last 2 years?
I know you fought AK.
Yeah, you won a fucking title.
I got my first knockout. I got my first TKO. I fought at a temple.
I forget you knocked out a Thai
on holy land, dog.
Whoa. Yeah.
And then the money that they gave me from that, I got a sock yant with. So it all went back to holiness.
Whoa.
That fire, bro.
Back that to the temple to get the sock yant.
That is crazy, bro.
Yeah. It was a very surreal experience. It doesn't feel real at all. At all, bro. It's like
Thailand doesn't feel like a real place.
It feels like a dream. It's like a dream, bro. Fighting every day of the week. Every day of the week.
There's more heart there.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit ties don't.
Yeah, man. Then the ties specifically were fucking me up.
Hard ass kicks.
Hard ass kicks.
Maybe not punches, but. No, Poirier be no, punching.
No, bro. Neil, he would fuck me up, bro. That man would piece me up with his hands. Box my ass up one day.
They let you get a big head.
Chai was telling me he aims for my nose. He says he aims for Americans' nose because they have big noses. And he was busted my nose up one day, dude. I was fucking sore as shit. I thought he busted it open.
Bro, Chai was. Did you see his? Chai is one of the trainers over at Sansai.
Yeah, Roger Dominant Stadium Champion.
Yes, bro. Did you see his, I think it was his Roger defense?
I believe I did because
he got like a 10 second knockout.
Yes, yep. I know exactly the one you're talking about. Absolutely.
Off that kick to the cross.
Yep. And he would catch me with that all the time.
Oh my God, all the time.
And he had me working it all the time.
And then he go, balance, haha, balance.
Chai's my favorite, I think. And he's who I worked with the most out there. And I feel like he took me under his wing a little bit. Him and Poirier, I feel like they took me under their wing a little bit.
I told them to, bro.
I appreciate it.
They just listened to the jag.
I figured they were taking jag orders.
just jagging off, dog.
No, but like, you look like my size, and you're gonna train with me.
Dude, I'm still trying to think. Biggest takeaway from the past couple years. Do you guys have anything, Corey, Quinn?
Yeah, hit us with it.
Do you guys have any big takeaways from the past couple years?
Monumental, life-changing takeaways. If that's what you're talking
bro,
about.
Let's jag off.
Watch this happen in the past couple years.
I'm waiting, dog. Jag off in the back of it.
Right in the back of the seat.
Right on the back, bro.
Yeah, shit. I haven't really fought as much as I'd like. Well, I guess it's been about 2 years since I actually started fighting.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. So.
Shit, because, yeah, I cornered you in your first fight.
Oh, wow, 2023. Yeah. Worlds, 2023.
Yeah. Down in Atlanta, yeah.
Still have that hat. I wear it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I wear that hat.
Yeah.
Fuckers now.
Yeah, I mean, that was a crazy, crazy day for sure. First major loss.
Almost good you got it all out in one day.
Right?
In a weird way.
Super high, super happy.
Highs high, lows low.
You got the best and the worst all in one day, kind
of. No way.
It was good, man, because it's been all about just, you know, not let that happening again and just, you know, getting as good as I can be. You know, I spent a lot of time working on, like, my defense and just, like, moving my head and shit, and it's, like, you know, I think it's really starting to come together. I don't know, man. It's just stayed working. Every time I get a fight, it falls through, it seems like. So, just, like, in a one big, constant fight camp.
Yeah.
And then my third fight, guy fucking ran from me the whole fucking fight. Literally, so that was a frustrating experience. But, other than that, I mean, fuck, I started coaching, man.
Yes, sir.
Stepped outside my comfort zone big time.
You look good at it, too, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's really cool, man. It's really, I think, like, help give me a lot of confidence just in my everyday life, and it's really cool to see and like make an impact in people's lives. It's super cool. Fawn sparring us today, a kid in the tie-dye shirt. Like, he started when I was like first starting coaching the teens class.
Crazy.
Last year. And now he's about to do his first PKB. So like
full circle shit, man.
It's super cool to see.
That is really cool.
Vaughn is getting sharp too. Bro,
he is. Yeah.
He's one of my harder rounds today.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
For he's gotten good. He plays that fucking southpaw game too.
It's good. He play it bad, bro. He circled into my rear side all the time.
He's still learning.
No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, that's super cool to see. I can't wait to watch him compete next week.
Awesome. That's next week, right?
Yeah, next Saturday, I think the 16th.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, but it's been good, man. And outside, like, I've been fucking working a lot on my photography, videography shit. I've been writing a lot. So things are going good. Yeah, I met a fucking awesome, wonderful girl, and we got a really, you know, beautiful relationship. I don't know. So it's been up a lot more than down. So
that's
my biggest takeaway, I guess.
You've been up more than down.
Yeah.
That's all you can hope for, bro.
Just like
it's always downs, but it's just coming back up after
for
it.
Sure. Yeah. The lows are not as low as they used to be.
That's good, bro.
Just like a dog, bro.
Yeah. I was talking to Jules about it actually not too long ago.
Up dog, down dog?
Up down and down dog, you get it. And just about staying more level in that, like, just like I was talking about earlier, like, even if I win, I don't want to be thinking I'm the fucking man.
Right.
And when I lose, I don't want to think I'm a fucking loser, because I'm not, you know? So it's just like, just staying, like, knowing who I am and not letting myself get too high or too low. So that way I can always come back to that calm, just chilling, Phil. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
For sure.
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Better.
Fire. What about you, Q?
Man, this last 2 years is like, the universe is crazy, dude. It's fucking wild. I really like what you were saying on that, Phil, about after a fight, win or lose. And a fight's just, you know, that's one analogy to use. But it's along the lines of losing balance of who you are and who you're not. And staying humble. And every time I lose my humility, I know it very shortly after. Because the universe, like, I have so many universal concussions. My brain's okay so far, but, the way my spirit has been concussed so many times is a really beautiful thing. The whole last 2 years has been learning about that. The universe knocking me down, bringing me up. How to hold myself through being brought up. How to hold myself through being knocked down.
how to maintain self-awareness through everything. And facing shit is huge. Facing shit. What comes to mind, I had this dream not too long ago. It was right before my first fight. Where blue snakes came to me in my dream. And I've always kind of liked snakes. I've had snakes. These snakes scared me, though. Like, something about them was, like, iffy. Like, I don't know if I want to get near them. Well, I looked into that a lot after I had that dream. And...
Is it, like, a fetish type thing?
Nope, definitely not. Nope.
They That's came okay out, if
they,
it is.
They came to me. I did not call
oh,
them.
Oh, they came on you?
They came on all over me, dude.
No, I'm sorry.
All over me. They were trying to... I think they were trying to get inside me. And I was, like, backing up, and I wasn't sure, and I was unsure about all of it. And I looked into it and what it meant.
Tie it all back.
And blue snakes represent not facing what you need to be facing.
Oh,
and
that's interesting.
How that came to me and how I made sense of that is that I am on the brink of manhood. I'm on the fucking brink. I think manhood is a decision, personally. I think manhood is 100% a decision. And I'm on the brink of just facing. And tying back to the fight analogy, a fight is very much facing. On so many deeper levels than just slugging the fuck out of somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what's gonna happen. Nothing's guaranteed. The only way to, you know, be as successful as possible is to tap into yourself and roll with the punches. You know, roll with the punches. Don't anticipate, don't expect. And it comes down to presence and your ability to be present. And I think the last two years, is showing me what happens exactly when I don't face things and what happens when I do. I mean, this has been happening my whole fucking life. I've gone in and out of facing and not facing and running and standing my ground. And I'm really just learning it on a deeper level of a young man, like facing and not facing, and then feeling the pain that comes from not facing and feeling the power of facing. But then all the way through that, winning or losing, staying humble. I've always accessed my full potential when I am humble. And I made a quote recently, and it goes, it's along the lines of when fighting or when doing anything that's really important, I cannot have in mind what is mine and what I own. I have to allow something greater than me to channel through me. I have to be a beacon. I have to be, my body has to, and my mind and my emotions have to be clean enough for something much greater than me to flow through me. And when I'm not able to do that, I fall a lot. And fighting is like the best way of figuring that out as a young man. It's like the most powerful way, human way to figure out that shit. Shout out fighting, dude.
Shut up fighting, bro.
Fucking hell.
I always believe that, like, with a fight, like, you're fighting, the biggest fight is with yourself.
Yep.
For sure, dude.
You know what I mean? So.
For sure. You can lose a fight, and I've lost a fight from my own, like, just my own thoughts, like, before a fight. Not anything I did in the fight, just thinking I was going to lose or thinking it was going to go bad. And, dude, yeah, your brain is so fucking powerful, dude. I've been realizing that, how powerful every human is. And, like, you just have to tap into it. And kind of like what you were talking about, it, like, you know, how letting that, like, higher, like, I think of it like that higher self, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I've been trying to, like, kind of tap into. Because I know when I fuck up and I know when I do shit that I don't really, you know, you do some shit and you're like, I shouldn't have fucking done that.
Right.
You know? And so it's like, just realizing that in the moment and then being like, all right, I'm not going to try it. I'm going to do my best not to do that shit again. Be present. And, just always try to, like, align myself with that higher self. Because I know what I want to do and who I want to be. It's just about, you know, being that person and doing the shit.
Yeah, I use the same analogy, higher self. Yeah. And the higher self can only be fully accessed when you, like, you trust. you trust, yeah. and you don't try to control. Every time I try to control and manipulate and, like, make something that I want to happen and not just trusting what is and what's going to naturally happen, whenever I'm not able to trust what's going to naturally happen and roll with the punches and I try to control, I'm stuck. I put myself in a cage. Like, I can't fly, I can't float, I can't be a butterfly, I can't sting like a fucking bee. Like, I can't access my higher self when I allow these patterns to control me. Patterns of the past, patterns of whatever. Mm. But, like, just, the waves, this is another analogy, the waves of life, it's like an ocean. It's like an ocean. You try to fight the ocean's going to eat you. And it's going to be very intense on your body. The moment you surrender to the waves and surrender to the ocean, you start learning how to flow and work with it.
Yeah.
And that's probably my biggest lesson in the last 2 years.
Sheesh. I'm all about the finalities, bro.
Money. That reminds me of a quote my hippie friend Mike used to tell me.
Shout out hippies.
Yeah, man.
Some of them
for sure.
A lot of them are fake
hippies. A lot of them are kind of a little too much acid. But this, he had a great saying, and it goes and ties right back into what you just said. And I always think of it in that same kind of context. He would always tell me, he's like, I don't make the wave, I just ride it.
Yep.
And a very hippie quote to say, but I get it. And, you know, it's just about, like, again, just not, like, you know, worrying about shit out of your control. The waves are going to happen regardless.
Right.
It's just about
right.
riding the wave. Don't even sweat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of my bigger lessons when I was little. I mean, I grew up in the ocean, and when I was learning how to navigate my way through the ocean, you know, I came from a strong swimming background, but I realized very, very early on, immediately, that the moment your mind starts racing and your heart starts racing and you kind of lose control of yourself, just yourself, because you can't control the damn ocean, the moment you allow the brain or allow the feeling to take control and you don't find your calm place, find your center, play a song, play your favorite song in your head, go to your deep, quiet place and just surrender. Surrender to everything around you. Surrender to the gnarly waves. And you realize, hey, I just survived that massive set. That set of waves was gnarly. And I'm still here. But yeah, same kind of thing as surrendering. And just ride it out.
Trust the process.
Yes, sir.
It all comes back to trusting the fucking process.
Hell yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I knew I was meant to come back to Asheville. Like, I feel like I was meant to be back now. Like, I feel like everything in life, yeah. Even, like, me tearing my meniscus, like, 2 days before my fight in Thailand. I felt like I needed that, because then when I got back home, I quit my job, and then I started working on my own shit, set up my own business, set up all these things I've always wanted to do, but never, like, just had the time to do it, or never made the time to do, and then, like, I had nothing but time, and I did all the shit I always wanted to do, and it was like, if I didn't tear my meniscus, that shit probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Right. Trusting the shitty things.
Yeah. Because that's I think that's when you stop trusting the process. Is right. When the shitty stuff happens.
Right. Embrace the suck.
Yeah.
The universe has a weird fucking way of, like,
wild. It's wild.
Destiny, you know, got whatever energy, like, whatever you want to call it or think about it, like, the way it fucking unfolds is wild.
Yeah, and weird, like, I feel like always something, like, that I will deem bad, and now I'm starting to not even, like, put, like, I don't even, like, attach a thing to, like, you know, if something happens, it's not bad or good, it just fucking happened, you know, it's not, like, I don't need to, yeah, exactly, it is what it is, I don't need to make it a thing or another thing, but, like, just, yeah, like, not, like, worrying about that shit, like, I feel like, that's important.
Yeah, you gotta escape that self, that radical control you have over yourself, and escape patterns, create new ones, let go, grow. That's where growth happens. And I'm learning it slowly but surely. I always have to learn the hard way. Always.
It's the fucking process, man. You know what I'm saying? An acorn doesn't grow into a fucking oak tree overnight.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sure
enough.
Damn. Fuck, I just leveled up on this car.
I tell you, man, I'm 29, dude. I'm kicking 30 in the ass.
Yeah, like, same. 28. I'm fucking right behind you, bro. I'm right behind you.
I'm just now getting my shit together.
Yeah. Like you were saying, Quinn, like it is like a choice to be a man.
It is, dude.
It's fucking, I've been making that choice recently, and it's like things that I would, like, you know, me like 10 years ago, I'd be like, ah, fuck that. I'm like, let me make that phone call.
Yeah.
Let me go handle this adult shit that I would normally just procrastinate and not do.
Yeah.
And I just do it now. And when you just fucking do it, there's no fucking stress. Like, you know, you think about, you know, whenever you put some shit off, you know, you're supposed to do, it's always sitting in the fucking back of your head.
Right.
If you just do the shit, you don't have to worry about it no more.
Right.
And I just do the shit now. Anytime I don't want to do something, that's my cue that I have to do it right then and there. Yeah. Just get that shit done. And then I feel better about it. So that's been my new fucking rule lately.
Just do it.
Yeah, do it, brother.
You Larry the Cable Guy in my ear.
Get her done, brother.
Yeah.
Get her done.
Oh, shit.
The past couple years, bro.
Yeah, you still haven't hit us with yours, Jack.
Yeah, you've been avoiding it.
You must be holding on to some knowledge you ain't trying to share with us.
Jack want to get better, and I don't want anybody to know. That's not it. Man, 2 years feels like an eternity, really, and honestly.
It has been, it feels like.
2 years ago, we were getting ready to go into ICAP Worlds in Atlanta.
Wow, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Remember rushing to your fight, Jack?
Bro, remember being like 22, 23, like fight number 22, fight number 23, whatever the fuck it was. And then we wake up, we're like eating breakfast, just all calm and stuff. And we check the fight roster, and then all of a sudden, I'm fight number two.
I remember that one.
God, bro, I felt so bad. I remember you just being so calm on the way there. And that made me feel better, because I was like, if this was me and I was fighting today, I would be so pissed off at everybody. And it made me just like think about how I think of shit. And like, I remember you said a quote to me, I forget what the fucking quote was. But I think it was like something about like,
it's not about the size of the boat, but the motion in the ocean.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Come on, bro.
No, it was something about fucking like no battle is ever won and like
war is ever won under ideal circumstances.
Yeah, and you said that to me, and then it made me think of all the times I let my the unideal circumstances around me dictate how I went into a fight. And in that moment, it made me like reconsider how I think about shit. And I was like, oh, if Jack can fucking be calm in this moment, then I can probably be calm when shit doesn't go wrong, you know, in the future.
Come on, bro, stop.
Come on.
I was really big on, what songs was it? Kid Cudi.
Pursuit of Happiness?
By Design. By Design. He talks about, like, in this song, he talks about everything that's ever happened to him is by design. Like, the universe has never let him wrong.
Yeah.
Universe has never led me wrong.
No.
I thought I was hot shit. Went to Thailand. Fought a Thai dude like 200 to 300 fights. And somehow lost a decision.
I
thought I won that fight too. And I was still super cocky afterwards. I was like, man, I should be 5-0 right now. And then I go to ICAF Worlds. And oh, brother.
Oh, man, I remember that one.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. I thought you were going to run through everyone.
I thought I was going to run through Will McCutcheon, bro. That was absolutely possible. I was like, I'm going to eat that fucking dude.
Your positivity and like confidence is radiating. It radiated to me. I was like, he fucking got this shit. I was like, Jack's about to do his Jack shit.
And then all
and
of
find
a sudden,
a way.
I run into Mr. Ronald Humphrey.
Oh, man.
Cartoon name, son of dudes.
They're always the one.
Always the dudes, bro. I fought him. I got knocked down for the first time in the first round. And I was like, what the fuck?
That dude hit hard.
Hard as shit, bro. Hard as shit. Stop.
Bro, he was nothing but fucking muscle.
He was 6-0 in MMA, and then he was 2-0 in kickboxing.
I think he liked to knock people out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Did knock me out.
No, you fucking, yeah. You,
I fought through it.
You did.
And then round three, you guys were like, okay, Jack, you need to knock him out. I was like, okay. easier said than done. I ended up losing that fight. That was the first fight that I feel like I've really lost. And that was 2 years ago.
Wow. Have you lost since?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I miss some shit?
A little bit. So we'll run you through real quick. After that fight, I was like, man, I've really got to get better. I've got to change some shit. Because I remember he'd hit me on my left side with like a short right or an overhand or whatever the fuck he threw. He'd do side steps and then go 2-3. That's what really kept catching me. That 2 from that side step.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, he would like cut that sharp angle, like, you know, like real sharp angle. Then.
And even if I block it, I'd fire back 3-2-3. Every time I'd try and go the 3 piece, the crack back, the 3-2-3.
Yeah, I know.
And then he just wasn't there. And I was like, oh my god, this has never happened before. Oh my god, he's gone.
That's terrible.
And then I'd get hit by a hard right, and it's like, fuck, there he is. And then I was like, I really need to commit more. I need to do more. I need to do it better.
Yeah.
And then I went to Thailand for a few months. I lived in Thailand. I did Thai shit. And just a lot of fucking boys? Reps. Probably 12.
12.
At least.
Right.
No.
You say how many ladyboys?
Hey, he's out. He's out of Thailand.
Guys, that's what you do out there.
He's out of Thailand, guys.
Jacking off with some ladyboys again.
Hey, yo, we never jacked off once with a ladyboy.
Allegedly.
Alleged. The truth. The truth. No, alleged.
That's ignorant. It was dark. You couldn't tell anyway.
No, it never happened. Period. Shut it down.
Oh, that's ignorant.
Guys, shut up. And then I fought a dude from New Zealand.
Well, that was a good fight.
Yeah.
That was a tough fight. He was tough, right?
He ate a lot of shots, yeah.
I thought so, until he took him out.
I thought he was done after the first round. I thought I won after the first round. I was, like, walking around celebrating.
Yeah, yeah.
And then even my corner guys, they eat Chewy and Tur, bro. They call me over. They're like, the fight not done yet. Like, what? What are you talking about? And then round two, I was just trying really hard to put him out. And I ran into some shots. Because I was trying to force it. And then round three, just like I did round one. And he tried to throw a last ditch spinning elbow. And I ducked under it, which was cool as shit.
Badass.
Badass, bro. I got the video. And then it was like a big combo leading into it. And then I finished him with like kicks and knees.
Yeah, with the knees, right? In the corner.
I was throwing switch kicks, like a lot of switch kicks.
Yeah.
And then when I'd keep closing in, or when he'd get against the ropes, that's when I'd start kneeing. And then I fought the Thai at the festival. I wanted to get a lot more fights while I was out there, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
For sure, for sure.
I fought the Thai at the festival. I got my first knockout. It was an elbow. It hit like right behind his ear.
Nice.
It was interesting because like I was gonna like go into like a sweep and like that I had been training with Crew 10, bro.
Oh man.
And I was like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna throw this knee, and then I'm gonna throw an elbow, and because elbows load knees, then I'm gonna set him up for a hard fucking knee. And then when I went to go for the sweep, bro, he was just limp. He hit the ground and then he stayed on the ground for a couple minutes. That was wild.
That had to feel good.
It felt great. And then I fought AK on 2 weeks' notice, like 10 days' notice or something.
Right, I remember seeing that. It was like, were you not planning on fighting, or did your opponent fall out?
They always fall out, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
They always fall out. The only
cards be falling out now.
Bro, yes. The only reason I went to fucking Thailand the second time is because I had so many fights fall out. And I was, like, really losing hope.
Once you start getting to, like, 5-6-7-0 or, like, have a really good winning record like that, it's hard to find fights.
Yes, bro. And they just kept falling through. And then I was like, man, this is bullshit. In Thailand, I can fight tomorrow.
Yep. They don't really pull out in Thailand.
No, bro. Well,
I mean, depends on who you're...
Unless it's a
it
lady.
It seems like there's a lot of them.
Lady boys?
I don't think they pull out. There's a lot of Thai people.
You're right.
This is a word of mouth, dude. Be my answer.
Good point.
Yeah, bro. Something like that.
Oh, man.
But then, after I fought AK, I fought AK 5 rounds. It was a 5-round fight.
Beautiful.
And it went exactly the way I said it would. It was beautiful. I knew the first couple rounds were going to be hard. But then I knew round 3, 4, and 5... That was all me.
Oh, big
I
cat.
I knew I was going to drown him. And then after that fight, probably like... After that fight, I was supposed to fight in the ICAF 3 weeks after that.
Right.
And then the ICAF did tell me, but they canceled my fight.
What are you going to do, a one-on-one?
Yes, question mark.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be fighting for a belt.
Then right, well, you're right. Well, it could have been a tournament, but typically it would have been like a...
No,
it was like
it
a certified...
Like super fights.
Okay, yeah. Was it
going to
be
belts.
Like 7, 12 rounds? You know how they'd be doing crazy shit like that?
No.
I don't want to do that.
Fuck.
I'm good on
that.
Three
insane,
is plenty
bro.
For me,
yeah.
Honestly.
Five
is
so
more
nice.
Than enough.
Five
and
is so much time.
Five is so much time, bro. At the end
so
of three, you're
time.
Like, there's two more? Like, that's good on three.
Yeah, bro. Then after that, like, the IKF one fell through. I had a promotion hit me up in Chicago.
Oh, yes. I fucking remember now. The Chicago fight.
Yes, bro.
Oh, why don't I remember that? I just, like, that was, like, a whole blank. I remember. I watched that one, actually. I watched, like, the whole one of that.
Come on, bro.
I got you.
It was an amazing fight. I felt like I did great.
I thought you looked really good.
Yeah, now you look sharp.
I thought you looked really good.
I just blowing me up right now.
I have the same. If you want, are you open to some slight constructive criticism?
Oh my God, hit me with the dog.
And this is the only thing I I've seen you kind of like progress through most of your career,
chai.
Except like the last 2 years, you know, chai. So. The only thing I would like to see sometimes, I felt like that dude couldn't, like, he couldn't take your hands, bro, and you kept clinching him, and I just, like, I was screaming at my computer for you to stop clinching him and to hit him, and I felt like your hands were landing, bro, like you were boxing him up, and I was just screaming at you to stop clinching him, but I just feel like sometimes you need to be more confident in your hands, bro. You've got good-ass hands.
Hell yeah.
That's what I've been trying to build.
And then, like, use the clinch, obviously, but, like, if your hands are landing, fucking just keep throwing hands. Don't clinch the motherfucker if you're piecing them up. But, I mean, that's just, like, you know, that's me watching from the outside, you know, fucking easier said than done type of shit. You looked good out there, though.
Cool.
And the dude, but how many fights did that guy had? He looked pretty experienced.
14.
Yeah, that's what it looked like about. Looked like he had a good bit of fights.
Yeah, he played about 14-1.
And he had a good record,
yeah.
Right? He reminded me of George Kopis, that dude I fought, who was like, I think he was like 14-2 when I fought him or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he reminded me of the same kind of just like clean technique and fast. Was he fast?
Of course.
He looked fast. But no, you look good, bro. But yeah, that's the only thing I was... That's just me just, you know, sitting and watching, you know, on the seat of my fucking couch.
I knew the dude was a kicker. So I
that's why
like,
I wanted you to throw your hands more. You know, to catch his kicks, you know?
Bro, no, into the first round, the game plan was going perfect. It was going exactly the way we kind of wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Deuce were drilling a lot of, like, when he throws that kick to time a punch,
mm-hmm.
to time a punch, and I got a knockdown that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, bro, I lose confidence in my hands. I lose it. Sometimes.
I don't know if it's just you're so confident and you're clinched because you can
punch
go to it.
Punch back.
God damn it. Jack.
I like landing knees.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. Because when I land knees, I feel their energy.
You sap it with knees. And you want to know what? All the fights, I've done my best, and I've, like, landed some good knees, you know? So that is, that's a good point.
That's a good point. But it's like, the fight in the IKF, bro, I wasn't going to be able to use my kicks or my knees, really.
Was it going to be...
It was going to be, like, a kickboxing fight. And my leg was fucked up.
Oh, was it? So you weren't going to be able to use it much?
Yes.
My first fight, I fucked my right leg up right before it. So I didn't... I'd throw, like, maybe two right kicks in the whole fight. And then it's all teeps and punches. Because I was warming up in the back on the pads. And I remember kicking the pads and it hurt like fuck. I was like, nah. There's not a shot I'm throwing. And I didn't throw it, like, twice out there. But, like, I think it was in my head that that shit hurt. Going into fights injured sucks because it does, like, it's like challenges your skill to be able to adapt and, you know, like, you know, win with limited weapons.
When don't you go into a fight alone?
But that's exactly, that's the thing, you know, so it's like, there's always something that hurts.
Yeah.
It's always my instep or my foot or my shin, like from catching somebody's elbow, like, you know, in hard sparring, like the weeks leading up to it, I'd always hurt my, like, my instep.
Yeah. Bro, for me, like, my body tells me when I'm doing too much. I have a fucking AV malformation, which is just essentially, like, it's like a bunch of veins that cross over because I have great blood flow.
Respectfully.
But, like, when I overwork myself, it gets really swollen and sore.
Oh, so that's kind of like a telltale sign, huh?
Yes, bro. And... I don't know, man.
I know I was overtrained in Thailand, and I think it's part of the reason my fucking knee tore. Like, it was already really, like, I was, like, kind of nursing it before I went, and just, like, doing everything I could to not, like, let it get injured.
And then you started running 10K.
And then started running 10K, and then it was fucking Poe, bro. He swept me one time, bro, and, like, he was just demonstrating some shit on me, and I was like, dude, please be careful.
Fast as shit, bro.
He, like, had me, like, throw a kick, and then, like, as, like, I kicked, he swept out my other leg, and, like, I felt some shit pop in my knee. And then, like, I still was running 10K and shit. And then it just blew up while I was stretching. The surgeon said it was flipped inside out.
Oh, my God,
like, it was, like,
bro,
rolled up in on itself. Wow.
Like a contact.
Yup, exactly, yeah. It's called, like, a bucket handle tear, where, like, it's, like, a bucket handle, and the bucket handle, like, flipped the wrong way. So, yeah, it hurt like hell. But I was just pushing through, and I knew I was overtrained, but I was like, dude, if I do everything they tell me to do, I'm going to win the fight. And that's what I've got to do, you know? And that's what I had in my head, and... I think next time I go, I'm going to listen to my body.
Hell yeah.
And I'm not going to run a 10K every day. I'm going to run 5K every day, and that would be plenty.
They were telling you to run a 10K every day?
Yeah, bro. They told everybody. They didn't tell you?
No, I didn't run a 10K every day.
Fuckers, dude. I don't know if they thought I was just going to gas out or something, but my cardio was great, bro. Like, my cardio was good, dude. There was motherfuckers skipping the 5K. And then he told me you gotta run a 10K, and I was like, I wouldn't want to, like, be that dude, like, oh, I'm not gonna run the 10K, you know, I didn't want to, like, you know, be that disrespectful dude thinking I didn't need to do all the shit, and yeah, bro, you weren't running 10Ks, god damn it, Poye, Chai, what the fuck? I must have, bro. I'm never listening to them again. Fuck, dude. I got tricked into a 10K one time my first week there. I didn't know the run route yet, and you sent it to me, but I still didn't know it yet, you know, by heart. And I was just following these two dudes, and, like, we were, like, 2-3 miles in, and we were nowhere near Santai. And I looked down at my phone, I'm like, oh, my God, we're running a fucking 10K. And I didn't know where I was, so I had to follow these motherfuckers and keep up with them. And, dude, sure enough, we ran fucking 6 miles. I was so, so pissed. And that's when I learned the route. That night, I studied the route. And the next day, I ran a 5K. But, no, as soon as I got my fight scheduled, they told me I had to run 10K every day.
In about 3 months, I ran a 10K maybe twice.
Dude, I was leading up to Thailand, I was running a shit ton, bro. I was running 5K to 4 miles. Like, because, like, at Rami's, I told him I was running, like, 4 or 5K. I'm like, that's nothing. You need to be running 4 miles every day. I'm like, what? So I picked it up to 4 miles every day. And then I'll do a 10K on Saturday just because I, you know, thought that would be a good thing to get ready for Thailand. And thankfully, I did because I was running about 10Ks. But, dude, I was in great fucking shape. There's no reason I needed to be doing the 10K, dude. I was in fucking phenomenal shape.
I told them, I told Boye, I told Chai, I told Tur, I told...
Were they just fucking with me, Jack?
So, maybe a little bit. But they might have changed it. I don't know. I told them to make sure I would love some. I told them to make sure that you, like, you had a great time. You ate plenty of really good food.
Hey, no,
and that you made, that they made sure you
drank really hard. They sure as fuck made sure that. I appreciate that. They did not let me give a shot with you. I would be back from the 10K. And I'd just be, like, trying to breathe for a second. Like, Bill, ring. Ring two, ring. 1 second, boy. My 10K, like, ring. They did not give me no breaks. I appreciated that, though. They did not let me, like, you know, they treated me like a fighter pretty much from day one. Good times, man. But now I know for next time.
Did you ever go get shabu?
No. I missed all that good fun shit.
Evil world.
I know. Yeah. It, like, the time I was there was weird. It was like, there was, like, I don't know, man. There was, like, a little bit of, like, everyone hanging out, but not as much.
It depends on the people that are there.
It depends, yeah. Like, a lot of, like, I don't know. And then, honestly, the first, like, 2-3 weeks, I kind of stayed to myself. It was only in the last, like, 2 weeks I really, like, opened up to everybody.
And then fucked your knee up.
And then fucked my knee up, exactly. Like, and then got depressed, yeah.
We're just going to grab some shit.
Yep, 100%. And then, yeah, my whole last week is just me limping around and getting food grabbed to me. And being sad and, like, thinking the world hated me.
Bro.
Like, God hates me. Why would he do this to me? Who hates me? I was so fucking
upset. What did I do?
I was so upset for, like, a good fucking 2-3 months, bro.
I understand, yeah.
Until I got the surgery, honestly, I was, like, a little sad, honestly. But it was all good. All thing necessary shit.
The universe is interesting,
yeah, that's it, bro. I think it... It had to. It wanted to test me one more time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, dude. Back. Fucking. Thailand aside, the past 2 years,
yeah.
I would say the biggest things I've learned. Man, I feel like this is a statement. Lady boys aren't really ladies. Hey, yo, no, that's not the. That was a joke.
Someone had to say it.
Someone had to say it.
You gotta learn the hard way, too, huh?
Gotta learn the hard way, but.
woke up that next morning. I was like, oh, shit.
I learned the hard way. Oh, no.
Harder than me.
I'd say, past 2 years. It's really like, don't care what other people think.
Mm.
Just take action. Do it.
Yeah, go out with that lady boy.
Exactly.
Go out with the lady boy.
Don't care what your buddies say.
Full send. Don't care if you get pegged.
Full send.
Yeah, dude. Facts.
Don't tell your mom.
Or tell your mom. I don't know.
Moms are pretty supportive.
Yeah, I bet they support you. Lady boy or not.
Lady boy or no. My mom real country. If I told her I got pegged by a lady boy, bro, she'd tell me.
You think you're out of the house? Yeah,
probably.
Maybe.
Probably really fast.
Hey, if Jack's happy, who cares what other people think?
Hey, that's the whole
that's
point.
That's the message that's from the past 2 years, bro.
Lady boy or not, Jack's happy.
One thing I did in Thailand that made me really successful and grow a lot is every day I was the same routine, the same ritual. I didn't care about going out with the other guys. I didn't care about going to the city with the people. I didn't care
That's
about
what I skipped
chasing
a lot
Thai
of.
Ladies.
Yeah.
I didn't care about any of it, bro. Mm-hmm. And I really, like, every fucking day I had the same routine. I'd wake up, I'd eat my little breakfast, I would go down the street, I'd buy some boiled eggs from a lady. They were like $5 a piece, which is super fucking cheap. Like seven of them make a dollar. I could get seven eggs for a dollar. Seven hard boiled eggs for a dollar.
Whoa.
That's insane.
Whoa. Yeah.
I would get a bunch of boiled eggs at one time, maybe like half a dozen or something. Or maybe a dozen. And I'd eat two eggs every morning, and I'd eat a little granola bar. And the granola bars were usually on sale.
7-Eleven?
Yes, bro.
Yeah, I'd give me the 7-Eleven granola bars.
Come on, bro. They were delicious.
They were delicious. I don't know what fight was in them, but I needed it.
It was delicious. It was fighter fuel.
Yep.
I would do that. I'd eat my little breakfast. I'd do about a 30-minute breathing routine.
Nice.
Very nice. And then I'd go run my 5K. And I might run a 5K twice a day, but I'd usually only run once.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I told them to make sure you worked hard. Maybe that's why you ran a 10K all the time.
I was like wondering if they thought I was going to gas out or they didn't think I was going hard enough on the pad.
There's no point to this. I just got to trust it.
There's nobody else, dude. It's just me doing it. And all the other fuckers are just doing fine.
That might have been me, dog. I'm the reason you tore your knee.
Damn. Blaming Jag. I needed to blame someone.
Fuck, bro. Shit. No, bro. And then, like, I would, whether people chipped in or not, I would always stop the Iceman after training. I'd be like, Nung Song, some, like, 3 bags of ice. I want some.
You was hooking up the ice box?
Yes, bro.
Damn, they must have loved you. I didn't do nothing like that.
Not the ice box, no. There's a big bin. And when he'd come to fill up the ice box, I'd get a couple bags, like 2-3 bags, depending on how many people said they wanted to do an ice bath that day.
Oh, for the ice bath. I got you.
Yes,
cool.
Bro.
I'd That's do an still ice very bath. Cool. Damn.
I'd make sure I got my ice bath. Wow. Because my body would be on fire. It would hurt so much.
But I should have done more.
Bro, the moment I would get in the ice bath, my calves felt like heaven. They felt like nothing.
My Achilles tendons, bro, on fire out there.
I had to start doing special stretches.
On fire.
I had to do special stretches. I had to learn a new stretching routine.
Oh, bro, my knees were hurting out. My body was falling apart out there, honestly. It was just... And I wasn't stretching enough. Like, so now I know all the mistakes I made the first time around.
Yeah.
Not to do them again on the next trip.
Fuck that, bro.
Because, yeah, that shit was
If you watch some videos, like, just guys talking about their experience in Thailand and, like, what you should do if you go to Thailand, a lot of people talk about how they fuck with, like, people and make them run a bunch mm-hmm. when they don't have to.
Uh-huh. No, I think, I don't know, man. I think, dude, because what it was, what I kept chalking it up to, there was a bunch of felt like lazy people at the gym.
Yep.
And they weren't even running their 5Ks. Yeah, they weren't even doing their 5Ks. So I think they were like just on top of everybody because there's a couple lazy motherfuckers. And then, sure enough, you know, the lazy people aren't going to do the 10K, but my ass, you know, you tell me to do something, I'll do it. And then I think I just got. Just got, I feel.
Sometimes you just get God, bro.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely, I think, yeah, 1 week I think I ran like, it was like almost 60 kilometers. About 60K I ran in 1 week.
That's wild.
Yeah. My knees felt like they were, my whole body felt like it was on fire. Good time to, but to your point though, that like you were talking about how you like got in your routines out in Thailand, that shit like helped me realize like what my level is. And like how much I can push myself if I choose to push myself.
And I'm in 10K every day.
Yep, it's like I can do it if I want to. But now I know
not.
Yeah, at least for a month I can do it. So I don't know about much longer.
Yeah, and dude, like when I was in Thailand, like I'd get finished with the morning training, I'd do my ice bath, I'd go take a shower, I'd smoke a bowl or something.
Yep.
I'd just sit on my porch and I'd journal. Nice. Whatever chunk I learned.
Yeah, whatever took a lot
chunk
of notes.
I did, yes, bro.
A lot of notes.
And it was like, after that, I would go get breakfast, and then I started just always going to Grandma Babua. I don't think you ever went, but I marked it on the little map I showed you.
I don't know if I made it out there, no.
Yeah, You would have known. Yeah, you would have known if you went to Grandma Babua.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
She was a very sweet lady. Give you mounds of food for the cheapest. The cheapest, bro. I'd get like a big plate of food like this big. Like the plate itself is this big. And she'd have it stacked with like rice and shit. And she'd let you get as much fucking... what is that soup called at Asian restaurants? Miso?
Yeah.
I love miso.
She
loves miso.
Bro, she'd let you get as much miso soup as you wanted. And she'd give you a mountain of rice and then food. And then if you wanted egg, she taught us how to say egg. Tai dao, fried egg. Tai dao, noom, song, si,
You know the shit. Yeah, your Thai is a little more refined than mine.
Well, I wanted to impress ladies, bro.
I wasn't out there impressing ladies.
That part.
I was having to ignore chicks, bro. Because they were fucking... There was chicks who were fucking liking me. I could tell they were trying to, like... They were trying to, you know... get their devil fucking grips on me, and I had to beat them off, I felt like, for a little bit there.
Thais or foreigners?
Foreigners, actually. The foreigners at the place, I could tell. You know, in a bit, you could tell when a chick's into you, you know? Or at least, like, I used to not be able to, but now as I've gotten older, I can kind of tell when a chick's into me. And, or maybe I'm just, like, completely off. And just, I just think chicks like me, they don't. I just think I'm rizzing people up. And
kill the rizz, man.
The rizzler. And, I just felt like them bitches were trying to talk to me too much. I was like, I gotta be careful out here. I was like, I'm a spoken for man. I gotta...
I gotta rain into the
air. Oh, God. I could see, though, especially for a single man, bro, Thailand's the place if you just want to while out for a little bit.
Bro, I was fighting all the demons in the world.
There's demons. They're all out there, bro. I've seen it on every corner,
bro,
man.
The last few days, I started hanging out with this one Thai chick.
Oh, yeah. And nice.
I figured out she was married.
Oh, they are. Oh, bro. Jack was out here homewrecking.
And I was like, oh, my God. It all makes so much sense. This is why she only wanted to hang out late at night. Oh, this is why. This is
her husband's at home sleeping with the kids. You're a dog, Jack.
I was like, oh, this is why her friend's always around.
The big cat's a dog. I knew this one dude, too. It seemed like he had, like, a mail-order bride out there that I was training with. he might have been out there. I don't know if, you know, his name's, like, Freddy, I think. He's this Jack bodybuilder.
Oh, my God, bro. He knocked a fucking hobbyist. Like, it was this dude's, like, first week training Muay Thai.
I hated that guy.
Freddy the Czech dude.
Yes, I hated him. And I only sparred him, like, twice. And I fucked him up because he tried to, like, piece me up. And
he tried to throw too fucking hard.
Chewy fucked him up one day. And Poirier had to tell him to stop. Like,
really?
Yeah, dude. I never seen Chewy so mad like that. And,
Chewy.
Yeah, and he fucked him up, dude.
Yeah.
He fucked him up bad. And I just never liked the way he sparred. And, he would skip all the drills and instead of like, you know, doing his bag work, he'd be over there doing like calisthenics and shit because he was like a bodybuilder. I'm like, dude, that's the last thing you need to be doing more of.
Bro, you did not see him when he first started training Muay Thai. He was even bigger.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
He was like at least 1.5 times as thick.
Oh, I bet. He was stout.
this guy, just for your guys' reference, he was fucking maybe like 5'9", 5'8", maybe. He was a Czech influencer.
Yeah.
Like, he did YouTuber boxing.
Yup.
That's the type of shit he would do.
Yeah, jacked. Like, you know, like, that fucking crazy jacked physique that you see, like, bodybuilders with, you know?
You know those,
insane,
like, weird little bands bodybuilders wear?
Yeah.
He'd wear one all the time, like, under his boobs.
Yup. Yeah, he was serious about his shit.
And, bro, no, he met the lady down there.
Did he? Okay, yeah. It seemed like he had, like, a mail-order bride or something. But, he was always like begging the coaches to fight, and they wouldn't let him because he wouldn't do none of the goddamn shit. So they would tell him to go fucking hit the bag, and he was over there doing pull-ups and shit, like weighted. He'd be over there doing weighted pull-ups. I'm like, that's good and all, my dude. Like, you're getting some good shit, but are you trying to do Muay Thai or be a bodybuilder?
I'm doing Muay Thai.
Yeah, but yeah,
this dude, bro. I think it was like his first week there or something.
I said he sparked
him. Bro, no, he did not spark him, man. He fucking knocked a guy out.
Oh,
it was like this guy who was like a hobbyist.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Like, he was on. I remember talking to him. He was like in Thailand on his vacation, his holiday.
Just trying to do Muay Thai for fun.
Yeah, like out of shape, dude. Just older, like mid-30s or something like that.
Fucking lit him up.
Fucking knocked him out. Like, seriously, knocked him out cold.
Yeah, I mean, like, what happened after that?
One of the guys was recording. He had, like, a GoPro. Like, one of those, like, super nice, like, GoPros that just, like, attaches and follows people.
Yeah.
And he had that set up. And then he got the video of him knocking the guy out. The guy, Brian... You met Brian while you were down there.
Yes.
Afro.
Yep, super dark. Yeah, he was cool. Yeah, he knew
you. Cool as shit. Smoked lots of weed. Yeah, I told him to look out for you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he knew. He loved you. Everyone loved you.
That's good to hear.
Anytime I told him I needed, the coaches would start laughing. I don't know if they're laughing at you or with you. I would tell them I needed, like, they'd all start laughing and talking in Thai to each other.
Oh, Jatin.
Like, I was like, I don't know if they're making fun of Jack or they love Jack, but it seemed like they loved you.
Yes, sir. Did they do that?
Yes, they did. They did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they loved you. If you're respectful and nice, they like you.
Dude, the first time I was there, I was just, yes, sir.
I was saying, well, I was very nice and respectful. That's the thing, they told me to run 10K. I ran a fucking 10K every day.
They're like, oh, he just like Jatin.
Yep. To climb that fucking rope 4 times, I would fucking be dying trying to climb. That shit hurt your hands so bad. And it would hurt your leg. And it was high as shit, bro. They'd make you climb this rope up to the top of the gym, dude. Like, you know, it's a big ass fucking...
Just hanging down from the ceiling of the gym, bro.
Yeah. That is insane. Like, I never did that shit in high school. There was never rope in my high school.
Knocked this guy out. Like, and then Brian sent him the video, and then that dude posted it on his Instagram.
Oh my god, that's a shit thing to do.
And we were all like, what?
That's a shit thing to do. Like, I'll post, like, and I, like, on my YouTube and shit, I'll post, like, sparring clips and shit, but it's, like, of people, it's of, like, light sparring, and it's, like, I've asked the people, you know? Like,
very respectful.
Yeah, I don't ever, like, post me fucking some dude up, because, especially, like, a new dude, like, that's, like, just that's a shit thing to do.
Slimy,
yeah, it is a slimy thing to do. And then, like, put it on your highlight reel of you fucking up some dude in Thailand.
Bro, we'd all try and kill that guy.
Oh, I did. It took me, like, 1 minute of a round to realize what type of dude he was, and I started to fuck him up. I was like, okay, man. And there's another dude who tried to, like, teeth the shit out of my knee, bro.
Oh.
And I was fighting at it. I was fighting southpaw then. So he was smashing my right knee that was already fucked up. And I was like, hey, dude, go light on the teeps to, like, the leg. He's like, oh, I'm aiming for the thigh. I'm like, I get it, dude, but you're smashing the teeps to my knee.
You're fucking missing.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not hitting my thigh, bro. You're teeping me in the knee. Like, and
your accuracy is shit.
And he's like, no, Poulier said it's good to work them. And I'm like, I get it, but do it on someone else, bro. Stop teeping me in the knee. And we keep going. He sends a hard ass, like, tries to stomp my knee in, dude. I start fucking him up. And then the round keeps going. He tries to teep my knee again. And then Poirier comes over. He's like, stop teeping him. Like, you know, he starts, like, bitching at him for teeping me in the knee. And then he tries it again, bro. I swear to God, he tries it, like, a fifth time. So then I just start fucking him up. And then I hit him really hard with, like, something to the body. And then he stopped the round. And I didn't see him again until I left Thailand. Like, I saw him on my last week. You know, and
just limping around with a knee brace on. That guy was probably like, oh my god.
Yeah, bro. And I was looking, I was like, you motherfucker. But yeah, there's only like two people, like that one dude and then him, who like really tried to like fuck me up in sparring. And I was like, what are you doing, bro? Like you're missing the point.
One thing that works really well is if you just tell the trainers, like the Thai trainers, Mau Mok.
Mau Mok, what's that?
It means he's very random. Super random.
Like this guy, Mau Mok.
Yeah, like he not good to go with.
Yeah,
Mau Mok.
Okay.
He gonna hurt somebody.
That's good to know.
Mau.
That's good to know. Yeah, there's only a couple. Everyone else was pretty respectful. And there's a couple really good dudes from Australia.
Oh my god, yes, bro.
And I didn't know that in Australia, there's not really an amateur. You go pro.
Really?
Fight.
Yeah, like if you fight, you're a pro. Like there's, you get paid. There's not really shin guards or none of that.
There's no classes or anything.
Not even really. Like I think there may be classes, okay. But it's like, you know, like you're getting paid right from the get go. There's not an amateur really. At least in the area these people are from. They said in like Sydney, there's like, you know, they're a little bit more like
progressive.
Yes, exactly. A little more progressive. But like where they're from, it's just like if you fight, you fight, and you get paid to fight.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool, and you could tell like they were two tough motherfucking Australians, and they were probably some of my best rounds out there, honestly. Like they would try to fuck you up, but in a nice way, you know, like to the body. They weren't trying to take your head off or nothing. But it gave me respect for them Australians, you know.
They're tough dudes.
Tough dudes, yeah. Tough island of people.
They got a big Muay Thai scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very skilled, bro.
Yeah. It reminded me of the Thais a little bit, like in the way they train too. They're very just, you know, they're old school in their training, but like they train hard. And you could see it, bro. That dude, like, you know, like how they make you do like a 100 speed kicks on each leg at the end of a class?
Away.
Yeah. Away. And that'd be after, like, you know.
You do like 20, 25 at a time.
Bro, no. They made me. I do it in a fucking row. You did 20. You did sets of 25,
I do like,
Jack.
I do 25 switch, 25
nah,
switch.
Nah, bro. They did 100 on each leg switch, no, man. No. Do 200 each leg. It felt
they
like.
Made sure you worked hard,
they
bro.
Made sure you. Maybe you gave him too much of the word.
He's like, oh, work hard. Oh, we make you work hard.
Fuck yeah. No, I think we would do 50 because we did 100 each leg. So I think we'd do. I'd do sets of 50. And
he did sets of 25, guys.
Yeah, it was 50, bro. I remember.
Very cool.
But no, it would. That motherfucker could do them hard for 50. I would be slowing down 25 in, you know.
Oh,
and
wow.
He was just like, I was like, holy shit! Like he came in like a different like level of shape. Oh, and then he had a fight, and it was supposed to be no elbows, and then the dude threw a spinning elbow and like cut him open, and then they started throwing elbows at each other.
Fucking Thais,
Thailand, bro. What are you gonna do? It's
no fucking elbows, because the Thai dude probably fought the next day.
Yep, 100%. It's Wild West, man.
It's a good opportunity. Like, the best thing I learned out of Thailand is it's a good opportunity to focus on yourself. Focus on your development.
Absolutely.
Just really fight.
Yeah.
I felt like
it.
That was the most valuable thing I got out there, just reading time.
Was that trip the one you came home to Deuce's first MMA fight to? Was that
yep.
that trip? I noticed that in you, bro.
What?
I noticed it in you. Because I
Thailand? More a lady boy?
Which one?
What?
What are you talking about? Notice what? What you got?
I know it made you happy, Jack. You do your you. No. You were like crazy. No, you went to another place, and before that trip, I'd mostly just done jiu-jitsu with you.
Yeah.
But as like a human realization, just seeing you, like when you came back, you were so within yourself. Like you were super within yourself. You had just, I could tell you just went through something. Went through something like really, really powerful. And ever since. And again, I didn't get a lot of Muay Thai time with you before that, but when you came back, like, what I saw immediately was, like, you were fucking on it, bro. You were on it. I don't know if that's how you were right before, Thai-wise, but, like, your grind was just fucking Jesus. It was fucking cool. Inspiring.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. I know you know it, but I definitely saw it.
That's really good to hear.
I felt it in my forearms every time you came back from Thailand.
Every time I came back from Thailand, the keys got a little harder.
Felt
a little harder.
Every time. I was like, God damn.
And then there was 2 years. And after the 2 years, bro, the keys are a lot.
Shit, they felt harder than last time. I was like, God damn, Jack.
I ain't got much.
The Thai pads got thinner, or your kicks got harder. Both.
I ain't got much, but I do got thick thighs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, holding pads for Jack's shins. Yeah, you can go fuck yourself.
Yep, it's forearm conditioning for you. For sure. Yeah, I woke up the next morning, and I was like, fuck, why do my arms hurt? And then I was like, oh, fucking Jack. Like, that motherfucker.
Come on, bro.
Kicked so damn hard.
Yeah, bro, I don't know. I need to get so much better, and I want to get so much better. And it's hard figuring out how, you know what I mean?
Traveling helps, I feel.
Yes, I think traveling helps a lot. I think going to different gyms, training with new people, I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things.
That's one I've always... Sorry.
No. It's just, yeah, it's a big thing just to, like, get different bodies, I feel.
Yeah.
That's when I've always noticed my level ups. After new mentalities, I'm introduced to new... new universes of humans and fighting is always when I level up. Always, every time. I want more.
Dude, I had so much fun going to Redemption a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I only live like an hour from there, so I definitely want to get out there and check it out.
I think we should make another field trip soon.
Let's do it.
They're having a Pech Tanong seminar on Thursday.
I saw that. I ain't going to be able to make it, but...
Thursday is just such a weird fucking day.
Especially for a big seminar like that.
Bro, I saw it, I instantly commented, like, with the eyes and the fire.
Yeah.
And then Stowe was like, I'll see you Thursday. And then I was like, wait, it's Thursday?
Thursday.
And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Just a weird fucking
I like
day.
Seminars, too, man. And I always pick up one or two things. But sometimes I always just feel like... I don't know, man. I love them and I hate them at the same time, seminars sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, it always feels like, you know, it's a lot of, like, shit that we already do.
Yeah.
But then sometimes, that's it, you just, like, learn one or two different things. And it's like, oh, it's all worth it.
The way they describe something.
Yeah, just you get a different look on something, yeah.
And Pech Tanong, bro. Pech Tanong's like a big teeper.
Is he? Fuck. I do love me some tea.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But Thursday is such a weird day.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to make that.
I don't think so either. I want to coach on Thursday. I'm just now starting to get kind of good at it. You know what I mean?
It takes time. Coaching probably took the longest for me to pick that shit up.
Yeah.
I remember just standing in front of like a class of like 30, 40 people and then like forgetting what I was going to say. Nothing fucking worse than that.
Bro, last Thursday, I kept having to look at my notebook and just remember, what did I want to go over?
That's like a fucking, a necessity in the beginning of coaching is having your shit written down somewhere.
Yep.
Like, otherwise, you're fucked. You are fucked.
I can only free ball for so long.
What I learned, too, is I can, And I learned it through, like, fitness kickboxing especially, is they don't ever know if you make a mistake or if you change the combo. And so I was just like, if I got off track of what I wanted to teach, it didn't matter. I was like, all right, this is where we're going with it now, you know? So it's like, I'm the one who's in charge. They don't know what the fuck we're working on. And every day I pick something new. So it's like, you know, that's a good thing that you're always, you know, you only know if you fuck up. You know, so...
Just like mushrooms, bro.
Yeah, it's just like mushrooms.
You're the only one who knows if you're tripping balls.
Yes.
It's like life, bro.
Just like life. Shit, my hands are sore from jagging off.
Hey, yo. How you guys' hands feel? You jagged off?
Pecker of steel.
Hey. Okay. Just don't tell Amy we've been jacking off. Man. Don't tell Jules either.
Oh, she'll be upset if she hears Oz in here jacking off again. Okay. We had a big talk about it last time I came home. Fucking be in the doghouse again. You're not posting this, are you?
Yeah, man. How long have we been jacking off for?
132.
That's a nice jag off.
That's a fat jag off.
Dog, yeah. I've jagged like 3 times. At least.
Hell yeah. At least.
A few good jags in there for sure.
Do you guys have any final messages? Like, mostly and honestly, like, there's definitely people listening. Shout out the boys in Japan. Maybe girls. Shit, I guess I should... Shout out the people in Japan. Shout out the people in Norway, Denmark area. Shout out the boys in Belgium.
Shout out the boys in the back.
Shout out the boys in the back. Thanks for jagging off with us today, Q, Corey, Bill, Lossifer.
My pleasure.
Do you guys have any final messages?
Shout out the people who face it.
Shout out the people who face it.
Shout out the people who face it, man.
You ever heard that Coda song?
It's not easy. Wait, which one?
Face It by Coda, the friend.
I love Coda.
Maybe. Have you heard that song?
Maybe. I haven't maybe heard not that one, but I've heard most of Coda, so I may have heard
Face
it.
Face It after this.
Face that shit.
Face that shit, bro.
It hurts. It hurts.
Keep fucking growing. Keep going. Keep growing. Fucking. No matter how hard it keeps, it is. Fucking. Keep on shining.
Keep on shining.
Keep on shining, brother.
Keep
Philly
on shining.
Keep it simple, boys.
Kiss it.
A lady boy counts as that counts as you know.
Two bodies.
That counts as something.
That counts as two bodies, bro.
That's all I've got to say
lady
about that.
Lady and a man. Come on, bro. We're gonna keep jagging off all night. Close it. Peace.